The first reading today, we hear about the attack by Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria, against Israel, and how he took over Israel and deported all of the people. And we are told that this came about because the children of Israel sinned against the Lord their God. And talks further about how the Lord had warned them, told them to give up their evil ways and keep his commandments and statutes. But then it says, they did not listen. They were as stiff-necked as their fathers. Welcome to America. Because we're in the same boat. We have sinned against the Lord our God. We have been warned over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. How many times have we been told? It's right there in Scripture what it is we're supposed to do. It's right there in the commandments of God. It's right there in everything that the church teaches us. And we have decided instead to go a different way. Oh, sure, as a nation, for quite a few years, we gave lip service to God. Now we've just completely ushered him right out. We don't want God around in our society. Do you think that that is just going to meet with no problem? And first of all, you remove God from the classroom. Look what's happened to the schools. Now, instead of having God in the classroom, we're bringing in men dressed up as women to read to our children because the teachers apparently are so stupid that they can't teach the children how to read. We need to have drag queens teaching our kids how to read. Somehow or another, that makes it better, I guess. Look at the stupidity and the foolishness that they're teaching the kids. We're not talking about math and reading. We're talking about political agendas. We're talking about causing confusion for our children. So they don't even know if they're a boy or a girl because, after all, the doctors don't even know if you're a boy or a girl. They just take a guess when you're born, and by the time you get to kindergarten, you can start figuring this out for yourself. Aren't we brilliant? What kind of a country would be doing such things? Other than a country that has completely rejected the Lord its God. Remember, there are only two countries ever on the face of this earth who have been dedicated to God from their inception, and that is Israel and the United States of America. That's it. So what happened to Israel? They sinned against the Lord their God, and look what happened. What about America? We're following the exact same pattern. And while there is certainly an immense amount of good that America has done, if we're going to be honest, we have to acknowledge we have shipped out more evil around the world, and we have done more evil things to more countries in this world than anyone else. And somehow or another, we just keep finding ways of trying to say it's all okay because we're nice after all. It's not about being nice. It's about the truth. It's about what is right. It's about what is moral. And we have twisted all of that. Truth has become relative in our society. So everybody can have their own. There is no truth anymore. What's right and wrong? Isaiah talked about that. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. That's where we're at. We've got it all backwards and we're trying to justify why it's all okay. This is not going to meet with a happy end. You cannot thumb your nose at God and think you can get away with it. It doesn't work. Israel has proven it over and over and over and over. And as a country, we are so stupid that we're just doing the exact same thing that Israel did. We didn't learn anything. How many times have we read these things in Scripture and we haven't learned from them? But at this point, it's not just our country, it's our church. And it's the rest of the countries too. And so, unlike Israel, whom God could send the pagans to seize against them, besiege them, and take them over, he can't exactly take us and lead us into captivity. Where are we going to go? Canada? Mexico? That's not going to work. It's not any better there anyway. There isn't any place for us to go into exile because most of the other major countries in the world are doing the same foolish things as we are. So God's going to deal with it a little bit differently this time. In the end, it's going to be wonderful. Getting there is not. In the meantime, those of us who have faith can at least choose in our own lives to accept the truth and to do what's right and to live a moral life, to be the light in the darkness, to be the salt of the earth, to be a voice of reason and truth, to be people of charity in the midst of a society that's gone astray. We need to be very, very careful, because the easy thing is going to be to find a compromise. If we can just get along, go along to get along, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as... What do you think the people who lived in the United States 150 years ago would be saying if we just transported them and dropped them in here today? Would they be saying, wow, what a great society we have. This is so wonderful. This is the foundation we laid, and this is where we wanted it to go. I don't think so. I don't think they'd recognize it. And they'd be horrified by what they see. No, there's some good. I'm not saying it's all bad. It's not. But what we have to be careful of is to not ignore the bad, because there's an awful lot of it, and it's causing immense amounts of trouble. So we need to see what God has done, because God doesn't change. So our circumstances are a little bit different than they were, obviously, 3,000 years ago in Egypt and in Israel. But the reality is the same. We have disobeyed the Lord our God. We have not heeded his voice. We have gone our own direction. We have decided that we do not need God. And since we don't want to believe in God as a country anymore, I guess God's going to have to prove that he's real. He's going to have to demonstrate that he is God, that he is sovereign, and that's exactly where we're headed. So pray, keep your focus where it belongs, don't get swept up in the nonsense of what's going on in the world, because you know what the truth is. You know what's right and wrong. You know how God has asked us to live, and that's what we have to be about. In the midst of a society that's gone astray, the good are going to suffer with the evil. This isn't just going to happen to those bad people out there who are doing all these things. No, because we've done our share too. And we're going to have to suffer with them. But God will bring great good out of this. And when it's all over, it will be not only a purified society, it will be a world that is doing the will of God. It will be a place that is holy. It'll be a place that is beautiful. That's what God is going to do. But we have to get there. And getting there is going to be a bumpy ride. So prepare yourself But keep your focus on God, because he's the one in control. He's the one's going to take care of it all. If we're with him, we have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. Say, how could I not worry? You tell me it's going to get bad. Well, it is, but God's in control. So as long as you're with God, you'll be fine. Take your focus off of God, you're going to be in trouble. So just keep the focus where it belongs. Trust and be at peace. But just know, as all of this stuff works itself through, why it's happening. Because we've sinned against the Lord. Because we have hardened our hearts, and we have ushered God out of our world.